left. Every time I pop up, I see these niggas take a breath. The rap game, yeah, took a left. How the hell they listen when they really deaf?
Yeah, man, you got me this one, cuz. Yeah, this one. Yeah, this one, you got me, homie. You got me. Yeah. You are now tuned in to Eastside Radio.
Eastside Radio.
Good afternoon. Bam Deuce, chopping it up with Bam Deuce. This good, beautiful Sunday mid-evening. What you laughing for, man? What's wrong with you over there?
And this is Jazzy. Yes, nah, that's man. Right. You're tuned in to Eastside Radio.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all log in. Log in to that that website, the Facebook, Instagram, Talk Eastside Radio at Instagram, and Talk Eastside Radio Facebook, and let us know, you know, what y'all feel about today's discussion, which is going to be about, you know, wake-up calls, man. We got a guest here today, too. You know, we're going to chop it up about wake-up calls.
Yeah.
You know, what was your wake-up call? What do you feel other people wake-up call was or even need to be? You know, I feel like a lot of people, they ignore those wake-up calls.
Man.
They ignore them. And I also want to, you know, give a shout-out to everybody. Just take the time out to acknowledge everybody out there that's going through something. You know, it's a lot of people that's going through things that don't make excuses for the things they're going through and still pushing forward. Yeah. So, you know, and they don't get the recognition that they supposed to. But what I like about those type of individuals is because they don't do it for the accolades or, you know, the acknowledgments and the brownie points. They do it, you know, for that purpose, just because they want to do it. And, you know, it's a healing process for whatever it is they're going through. You know, you got a lot of people out there fighting cancer, fought through cancer. It's a lot of people that's losing people and still fighting through it and not making no excuses. You know, I like to give a shout out to any and every one of those people out there right now. You know, I'm going to go ahead and tip this.
Yeah, I like to give a shout out to
Hotep Juice to that.
My young lady I grew up with, hadn't seen her in a while, and I bumped into her. She lost both her teenage sons to street violence.
Right.
And, man, I would never think that she lost her two kids from the conversation I had with her, man. I mean, I'm like, how could you have the strength to even have this conversation with me? But now she's like on a crusade, man. She's really walking the walk and talking the talk and trying to stop the violence. Neither one of her kids were in gangs. And she lost them both together, man. So my eyes get watered even having the conversation with her. But she said that they were coming from the gym from playing basketball and stopped at one of their friend's house, and some cats came through and took both her sons' life, man. So
yeah, see, things like that, like, you know, we don't get those stories on the news. We don't get those stories on the radio, you know. So a lot of times, that's why I look at, you know, I look at people, however you want to look at whatever it is you do. When you're doing something, you cater it to how you like it, to your liking.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people out there. I say it's a million yous out there. That's what I tell a lot of people. Like, everybody has a million of them out there. It's just up to that individual to tap into their million fan base. So when you're doing something, you do it and you cater it and accustom it to your liking. Mm-hmm. It don't matter if it's, you know, a style of wear, you know, if it's a ingredients in eating something, you know, anything, you're going to cater it to yourself. And I look at that with whether it's radio, television. A lot of people like to go with that, you know, that self-proclaimed structure, and this is how this is supposed to be. This is how that's supposed to be. When you're doing something and it's genuine, you're going to make noise regardless. When it's genuine and it's coming from a genuine part of you, you know, which is the heart. A lot of people, you know, they do it for the dollar amount, the dollar signs. And don't get me wrong, that's cool if that's the type of individual you're going to be. But when you're doing something to reach people, you're doing something to reach those. And long as you touch five people,
exactly,
it don't matter. You know, you touch the 5 million, that's the dollar amount. But you touch the five, that five can have that same impact that that 5 million have, because they can be going through more impactful things in their life, and you touch them more than the 5,000. I mean, the 5 million, you don't know all them.
Exactly. Plus, it's more. I think it's more powerful when it's genuinely coming from the heart, man. When you're doing it and you really behind what you putting out there, man. Because I know a lot of times, like you say, people do it just for that pat on the back or for the financial gain behind it.
No, right.
You know, but like me, I've never been affiliated in the streets, but I know a gang of street you know, cats, man. They got a lot of love for me. They're like, man, where you grew up? Anywhere I grew up, they know.
Your nose touching the mic. Said you ain't never been affiliated.
Well, no, you know.
No, I'm just messing with you.
I mean, I got some street background, but I mean, as far as my affiliation with a particular gang, no, but I mean, I'm a real one as far as me being a genuine cat.
So you're a minority right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that's, you know.
Yeah.
That's a minority right now. A real true minority right now is what we call real people, real individuals, exactly. Or, you know, loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Loyal is at the bottom of the totem pole on everything right now.
Man, you ain't lying.
So,
man.
You know, but even back to what you said, how that woman had strength.
Yeah, man.
You got to think about this. It's a lot of people out. See, this is one thing I say, too. People, you got a lot of people that misuse the word living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you going to live when you're not enjoying life?
Man.
The only way you living is when you enjoying, you know, your life. You enjoying it. You can't live life without enjoying it. And it's a lot of people that's living but not enjoying life.
Man,
so it's like, that's me. To me, I'm not saying kill yourself, but where's the purpose at? The purpose is to live and enjoy your life. You know, not live in complaints.
Yeah.
Or and you know, I just never understood why a person would even, you know, sit there and take the time out. If you could sit down and take the time to complain, then that means you should be able to be sitting down and taking the time out to find out a solution to resolve your claim of complaints.
Yeah. Then, you know, you got to also look at, too, if you look at it from a young cat's perspective, I think. We as, you know, me, I like to say I'm I wouldn't say a role model, because I mean, however you want to put it, we don't have the older guys schooling the young guys like they used to. So I trip out when I hear a young dude tell me some of his problems, and I'm like, man, you 17, you 18, what kind of problems could you have?
Well,
like, the little dude tell me, Jazzy, you don't live down here no more. They think I'm in a mansion on the hill somewhere, nothing like that. But I kind of understand where they're coming from. But then they'll tell me, like, it's different from when you grew up around here, Jazzy. Y'all had big homies that really looked out for y'all and guided y'all. He said, man, we sell dope to our homies.
No.
So I was like, what? And he tell me, Jazz. Like, then they tell me at 17, he's telling me the problems that he have. He said he can't walk to the corner store. He can't go to the mall. He can't go get on the bus and go visit his grandmother. So they're stuck in that one little circle, man, and it's chaotic in there. And I'm like, man, I can't even relate to that no more. I don't live in it like I used to. But these little dudes, he said, man, we don't have the guidance and the homies that stayed on y'all. The way, you know, when y'all was coming up. And I was like, he got a point, you know?
Yeah, that's the project life.
Yeah.
And I mean, not just the projects alone, far as, you know, Jordan Down, Nickerson Garden type projects, but the reason and why they was even formed, why the projects was even formed. You think of a person that's been living in the projects. Have they gotten out of the projects? You know, like, where's the light outside of the project?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you keep it around them so much and this is all that they worth and this is all that they can gain, then, you know, they not going to really excel above that. But at the end of the day, it is true far as, you know, far as the guidance that we had back then. Because I know growing up, you know, it wasn't forced upon to be in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you play ball, they encouraged you to play ball. If
exactly.
You was a football player, basketball, whatever it is, if you had that talent, It was more so, why do it? We gonna look out for you anyway. You go do what you do.
Exactly.
We gonna look out for you. But now it's, you know, they encouraging them at an early age. And kids, when we was growing up, we didn't have no problems.
Nah, man.
Like, I mean, you 10-year-olds got problems. They going to school, man, stressed out at 10 years old, far as what's going on. I mean, I knew growing up it was certain dealings, far as, like, I never understood why the cable came in my name or the lights came in my brother's name. Then it'll flip on the other end. You know, you didn't understand that till you got older. But by any means, your parents were still doing what they needed to do to keep them damn lights on and food on the table.
Exactly.
Shit, I remember some days, homie. Pops, when, see, this was in the times when you could write checks and it don't matter if it go through or not. You know what I mean? It won't automatically bounce in. Oh, Pops used to write some checks, because think at that time you had an amount, like, you couldn't go over $110.
Yeah.
If it was like $111, $112, it's something at it. But hey, man, write checks right there at Alpha Beta, homie. Boom, write that check.
Yeah, now technology knocked.
No money in the bank, but he gonna write them checks.
Yeah.
But
you right, though, because when I was younger, man, I was into music. I've always been into music. And I was fortunate to bump into a guy named Beatmaster Vic. Rest in peace.
Beatmaster Vic?
Yeah, man. He was a drummer for Body Count, Ice-T's group.
Oh, right.
And this was in the 80s. This was before Body Count came about. But he had, I was on 54th and Western. It was a McDonald's there. And I was in there, and I seen him come in. I knew him, you know, because he knew a few of my cousins. So he like, Jazz, man, we got to talking about a club called The Radio.
Right.
The Glove, Ice-T, you know, Shawnee Sean, Shawnee Mac, all them dudes used to go up there. So he introduced me to Ice-T, and he told me to come up to The Radio. That day I went up there totally changed my life, man. And, you know, where I grew up, you had Bloods in one area, you got Crips. I'm talking about real close. And I said, man, that's just too crazy for me. I couldn't get involved in that. But you're absolutely right, because I got so deep into my music that none of the guys wanted me even involved in that. They seen that I was going up there, and then eventually it changed from Ice-T went on to do movies, and they changed it from The Radio to The Radiotron.
Right.
So I was the MC up there, rapping on K-Day, you know. Greg Mack got us on the little Fresh Fest, you know, not the Fresh Fest, but the San Diego Cool Jazz Festival. He had me open up in there. So, I mean, Hispanic gang members, Bloods, Crips, they knew me, you know, went to Crenshaw. They like, Jazz, stick to your music, man. And, you know, I had some friends that you would call, quote unquote, knuckleheads. But even them, they were like, I wanted to hang out with them. They like, man, go. Do your music, man. They encourage me to do my music. And to this day, some of them are not no longer here, and some of them will never see the streets again. I still write them. I still send them boxes, because those dudes inspired me to do what kept me on the right track. And then I had the opportunity to take some of them little dudes that never would have probably got on a plane and went out of town. And, you know, I didn't do it on a big level, but I felt good taking some of the dudes out of the neighborhood that they never been out on a plane, you know.
Which is interesting that you said that, man, because, you know, that's like a reflection of a conversation had, you know, a little earlier. You know, just speaking on people that's locked up behind bars in the penitentiary, however. You got to even look at that. Like, it's those that's gone. Now, you know, they got that term, you know, when a person get killed, you know, however it may be, they die, they pass away. You know, it's you may be gone, but you're not forgotten. You know, people will type this. But when you get locked up, it's you gone and you forgotten.
Exactly.
You gone and you forgotten, man. And it's like, you know, the right now we living in a time to where people take the things that they don't need to take seriously.
Exactly.
And the things that they need to take lightly, they take it seriously. So, or the things they need to take seriously, they take lightly. It's like, how do you do that when you're living in this world, this day and time? You know, like, that's why it's always good to pay attention, you know, to today and not tomorrow.
Right.
Let's go into this call. Caller,
what's
you there?
Caller?
Yo, what's up with it? It's G Lou, homie. Just checking in.
What's up, G?
What's going on, Lou?
Hey, it's all good, man. You know, I'm just calling in you know, pay respects and let you know I'm listening, man, and tuning in. Great discussion. And Jazzy, I didn't know, man, that you went that far back with the radio.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
You know, I didn't know that, man. So that's knowledge right there, homie.
Oh, man, we gonna have a episode on here where I kind of kick my whole history in this game. It's pretty deep, man.
The Jerry curl and all.
We need that, Jazzy. I like those type of discussions, homie.
Hey, Lou, so before you go, man, the discussion today is wake up, right?
Right.
At what point in time in your life, and you know, you can reflect on where you were in at that point in your life, or you know, you really don't have to, but what was it? What was your wake up call?
I think really when you know, when I got locked up, you know, I got locked up a few times, but the time I really got locked up and did, you know, some time, you know, and that really made me wake up. When you're in there and you see, you know, nobody there really for you, but you know, you're really a family, like my mom, and you know, so it's like when I got out, you know, that time, that was really a turnover. Not to say I didn't fuck up more, because that was still early, you know, my early adult years, but that really turned me around to say, okay, I know I don't want to do this type of shit anymore. And, you know, and since then, I really made a transition and turned my life around for the up, you know, as far as the things I was involved with, trying to run around and be a knucklehead, sell dope, all that. That really changed me from that point. I knew I had to get outside of that environment and make some different decisions in my life, because I didn't want to do that. And I never went back to jail. I've been, you know, some caught up shit, but never no, you know, serious. So, you know, from that point on, that was a transition in my life, you know, because
okay.
I knew I wanted more. I was raised, you know, better, you know, so I knew.
Right. Wait, so hold that thought. We're going to go into this video, G. Lou, and if you got time, just hold on. And what we gonna do is this, man, because what you just said right there, far as you know, the mom, and you know, because that's really the only person that's gonna stick by you when you get in there, you know, the you gone and not forgotten phrase when you dead don't really apply to those when you in jail.
Exactly.
Right.
Because you gone and you forgotten only to the main ones that's gonna keep it stomped down with you is basically family first.
Family,
and then the homies that's close to you that you consider family, because that's really where it come from too. It's a lot of homies that we call homies, but you know, they more than homies. They more like family, and it's only a selected few though. It's not all your homies. It's only a selected few. That's why you have only cousins, you know, extended cousins and all that. You feel me?
Right.
But yeah, let's
we're gonna check out
just go ahead. We're gonna go into this video, man. And
hey, Bam. Man, yes. Before that, I want to ask you a question. That song you were playing first, when it first came on, it had like that Computer Love beat. What was that, homie?
Oh yeah, that's Computer. That's gonna be the next video that I'm dropping in like the next 2-3 weeks.
Okay, yeah, that's your heart right there.
All right, appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Good looking, G. Lou.
All right, homie.
Gone, but I never left. Every time I pop up, I see these niggas take a breath. The rap game, yeah, took a left. How the hell they listen when they really deaf? It's been a long time coming, but still I'm on smash. Never no breaks, I'm giving them all gas. Living for today, middle finger to pass. Also give it to the ones who thought I wouldn't last. Fake ass friends, never been family. The more I make moves, the more these niggas can't stand me. Smile in my face, but knowing they wanna ban me. Make up any lie so niggas could try to hand me. Tell it to the pen and telling it to the streets. But nigga, I'm in tune with the pen in the streets. No room for defeat when you facing a real low. I ride by my lonely, so I see behind the smoke. Can't wash one hand without washing the other. Cause I'm a real keeper and my motherfucking brothers point
thank God of the streets. Some plays I had to change up. Nothing stay the same, remembering how I came up. Dreams of a scholar, nigga pitching quarters for a dollar, and hope one day I get that candy paint parlor. That's the street life, East Long Beach life. Never had a one track mind, so I think twice. Niggas think it's good shit, cause I stay on my deuces and still relevant. But you knew this, never been a game. While other niggas talk it, I do this. You can't make a move without a movement. See, I'm like a fly on the wall. I can hear y'all talking. The room get quiet every time I walk in. Center of discussion, I'm the main topic. Yeah, pick that shit up, never drop it. I'm on my shit, y'all can't stop it. Money making moves, every dollar is a profit. Respect my hustle, envy my grind. I move around the clock, I don't waste my time. If it don't make sense, some thoughts you better change. Quick eliminate certain individuals that you hang with. Niggas wanna hold on to the wrong shit. Ain't that a bitch? Loose lips sink a lot of ships, nigga.
And yes, you are back tuned in, listening to East Side Radio with Lil Bam.
Jazzy.
Yeah. So y'all make sure y'all tune in to them blogs. Tune in to them. Talk East Side Radio Facebook, Talk East Side Radio Instagram. And as y'all can see, these new Beach Boy brand hats, y'all go ahead and log on to beachboybrand.com and get them exclusive snapbacks, man. That's velvet right
and,
there.
And that remind me
what
of
is that, when velvet?
I used to quote the golf hats, man.
Y'all know what that is if y'all watch y'all movies, you know what I mean?
And the golf hats, man.
Yeah, you see that shit shine right there. That
I
shit.
Like that.
Yeah, that shit bling.
Yeah.
Bling, shine, that shit
Beach
feel good.
Beach Boy.
Yeah, Beach Boy brand. We got a guest in here today. I'm going to let my guest introduce himself.
What's up with it, y'all? I'm Lil Ghost. How y'all doing?
Man. So, today, Ghost, we talking about wake-up calls. Like, so, you know, if you can iterate on what your wake-up call was, and the streets need a wake-up call, period.
Man.
All over, you know.
Yeah, they do.
It's, you know, certain people think, and I get it, too, being from when you from a neighborhood, you tend to just know that neighborhood, nothing else.
Yeah.
So you feel it's just within your neighborhood until you travel outside your neighborhood boundaries and you start seeing like, damn, this shit it's a cancer everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can iterate on that, like what you feel your wake up call was, you know, and how soon did you see it?
Well, my wake up call came back in 2004. You know, I went to jail, to the feds. They gave me 10 years. It's the first time I really did time. So, you know, during my time, it came a couple of years into my bit. During my time, you know, I realized, you know, I was away from my family and kids and how much I was missed, how much they was missed. And, you know, I knew once I got out, I had to, you know, make different decisions.
Right. Yeah, see that right there. Now, a lot of people go with the norm. What was your wake-up call? Oh, well, you know, I got shot.
Mm-hmm.
I got this. A lot of people, they stray away from the thing that's most important to them,
yeah,
which is family.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. And I don't really get how dudes, whatever you want to call them, niggas, whoever, I don't see how you don't understand how family come first. But I mean, you could say the drugs, alcohol, or whatever, but I don't care what you under, what influences you far as, you know, liquor or substance. I don't see how you can, you know, overlook your family, because at the end of the day, when you do go in, just think about it. No matter if it's a cousin, a brother, aunt, or uncle, those really going to be the only people you could call.
That's it.
Yeah.
Those going to be the only people you could call. And I don't see how people don't understand that. But I mean, far as just even in the streets, it's just a lot of reckless shit going on, mm-hmm, to the point to where, you know, they in everybody neighborhood right now, they saying, you know, the youngsters is running the streets, right? They running the streets. Okay, but at a point in time, if something is given or passed on to youngsters to where they controlling something, and the adults don't even have that influence, then that's letting you know, I mean, the lack of
no guidance.
I mean, I was gonna say that proper guidance, but at the same time, it's like, you know, what is it that they doing now that the older cats is doing now to where they damn near got an answer to the youngsters?
For one, you know, the older cats forget where they come from. You know, they don't realize they was in them same positions as them youngsters.
And see, another thing, the older guys are starting to see you can't be quick to put your hands on them youngsters either, because I can't say no names, but I know of a situation that just happened not too long ago. The older cat put a four piece on the little youngster, and the youngster left and came back and gave him two hot ones. You know, them days as far as knuckling up and getting down is over. Yeah, you know, when we was younger, you knuckle up, you get down, you either go to the corner store and get a beer, or go to the little burger joint, get some chili Fritos, and you squash it and go play some Atari. Never.
Damn.
Now these little youngsters,
centipede?
Man.
Well,
you know, my God, man. You know, I'm
the telling you. Times have changed. You got to change with the times. You know, it's a lot more going on these days.
Yeah, and these little dudes, man, they react first and think last. They don't give it no thought process. They don't think of the consequences, man.
Well, one thing I can say on that is, like he said, you know, times change, you change with the time, right? And I always say it, everything else change, why should I stay the same if nothing else stay the same? I mean, shit, his grandmama backyard, that fence from when he was growing up, that ain't the same damn fence in the backyard.
No.
They restored it. You know, the house might be the same, but you still going to get some stuff done to it. So why should you stay the same and watch everything else around you elevate? And I think that's what it'd be even with the older cats. Older cats, they was once young, and the same thing that they was saying to what was getting said to them when they was younger from older homies, they didn't want to hear it. But as they grow older, it's like they just stay in this one pocket. Excuse me. They stay in one pocket, and they keep growing and growing amongst each other. Mm-hmm. You got the youth. You got two generations behind you.
You're right.
They not being in tune with the generations behind them. So now you got a gap. It's us three. It goes me, him, then you. Now, if he fuck with me but you don't, but then you fuck with him, how that's going to make me look at you? Like, okay, what is it that you got against me? If we represent in the same area, same territory, what is it about me that don't make you deal with me? But you only call me or get him to call me when you need something done.
Yeah.
Because you know the dirty work gonna get done. You know, and that now, I think just now it's a lot more outspoken youngsters than it was when we was growing up. Because it was a chain of command.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a pecking order, period. You had protocol back then.
Yeah.
Now it's just everything running wild to where the older cats, man, them young dudes out of control. It ain't that they out of control. Yeah. You just ain't in tune with your homeboys.
Exactly.
And then I think this social media, now, the social media banging has really blew my mind, man. Like, there was codes, even though I've never been affiliated, I can definitely speak on this because I grew up around it. Yeah. But, man, this social media banging is, I mean, it blows my mind, man.
Hey, you know what?
Whoa.
Touching on that, man, you see it. You see it. We pushing something. We could be musically inclined. Man. We can be business inclined.
Yeah, man.
And we pushing something. We from three different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you made a commitment to this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is business. So therefore, your neighborhood has nothing to do with what we got going on.
Exactly.
Because we businessmen. So anything outside of that, basically your enemy is my enemy, et cetera, et cetera. But if you put something up on your Instagram page with somebody you know that's out to kill him, but you put it up on your page, come on now.
Create more.
But then you act like you don't know about it.
Yeah.
But what part of the streets you being in tune with?
Exactly, man.
That's the wake up shit that people need. It's a lot of cats out there. A lot of people know. Hey, I wouldn't give a damn if I'm touching a nerve or not. You know, a lot of people know that this is for them, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of other people that know, okay, this ain't for them. Yeah,
exactly.
But at the end of the day, you know you're not in tune with the streets like that. If you got a family at home and you're trying to sit down with your family. Mm-hmm. Don't try to act like you're a part of the streets until this shit gets so dirty and rough. Then now all of a sudden you, oh man, I don't know who that is. Well, I didn't know that they was a part of this. Yeah. Fuck that.
But see, another thing that blows my mind, how much love do you have for your son, your daughter, your mama, your sister, your brother, your auntie, your cousin, when you on Instagram, disrespecting different neighborhoods, different individuals that know where your mama, yeah. your kids, know where your kids go to school. Like, I've always looked at this street game as a serious game, even at my age now.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not finna go in there and say something when I know there's a possibility that there's somebody out there that ain't. I figure all soldiers that's real soldiers move in camouflage. You don't know when they coming.
Yeah.
It's still some individuals out there that think like that.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, look at this stupid nigga on here banging, crossing us out, disrespecting us when I know where his kids go to school.
But see,
like, this is some serious shit, man.
That was more back then. I'm gonna say that was 80s, 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Far as the I know where your kids go to school at. That's a different era. See, now, mm-hmm. what we living in now is, even then, you had to do your research on a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you really wanted that individual. But see, now, what we going through now, motherfucker tell on they self. And it's happened like this.
Yeah.
I'm over here on Wooty Woop Street, right in front of the
location.
with the location
on their phone. Man, be like, man, what kind
of case?
But this is the thing. And they bluff. And by any means, none of this what's going on up here on this panel right now is promoting or being an advocate for the bullshit.
No,
but what I'm saying is, like, if you are about that lifestyle and you doing that, why would you put up there and post the street you on, where you at right now, one, when you know you're not ready?
Exactly.
Because you really ain't about that lifestyle.
No.
Because you wouldn't do it if you was about that lifestyle. Exactly.
Because you know what? I look at how some people look at the music industry. I look at everyday life. You got youngsters out there that's becoming, they thinking, okay, I'm going to do this to, you got little young guys that look up to these little dudes talking about, oh, I'm from this set, that's getting on there doing that. Just like music, you got the dudes that's driving other people's cars, wearing other people's jewelry, posting the pictures. So it's the same thing, but different situations. Because I see, it's certain people I know that get on there, you know, talking all that big banging stuff, and I know they not with that life. And I look at it like, man, this social media has created fake superstars and fake bangers, man. Like, I don't know. I just look at it different. That ain't my, this whole social media banging, it's comedy to me, man. Like, some of these dudes is really going too far with it when they know they not about that life, man. But you know
the police is on that, first of all.
Oh, man, that's another
thing.
You
know they're there.
That social media snitching. They snitching on themselves.
Yeah, you're well protected.
Well, you well protected. On the social.
On the social media. You well protected. If you on there banging and crossing out other hoods and disrespecting other hoods, you well protected. That's just like snitching.
Yeah. Well, but you got to look at it, too. You got some little dudes out there that don't have, they only purpose to go on there is to sought after their enemies. Because I seen a dude in Foot Locker get the shit beat out of him. And this one dude, he was in there with his, I guess his girl. He looked, I seen the whole play. He like, hey, that's that fool that be on. I mean, he went behind him and beat the shit out of him. And the dude that he beat up was a dude that was bluffing, you know, talking all the shit. Like, meet me here. Knowing he wasn't with that. And the other little dude, I just heard the whole story. He went over,
think about it like this.
Whooped his ass.
We had this conversation before. You got millions of, tons of followers, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
That you got people that's following you.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about all the people that's following you. You don't really know who following you.
No,
you don't know the faces that's
more
seeing
than half
you.
Of
exactly.
You don't
know. So yeah, when you do go out in public, you at risk of anything.
Yeah, man.
Because you know you a bitch send you a friend request, you gonna accept it. Let me get that. You don't know who it is.
It
they just put up a picture.
Man, come
they can
on,
put
man.
Up a picture. Let me put this picture up and send them this request. Oh yeah, she bad. Let me go on in.
Hey, man.
And don't even know.
Don't even know.
I used to go to the video store and buy my comedy. You know, I love comedy. I don't even have to go to the video store. I don't even watch modern day comedy, man. Cause I mean, I go on YouTube. I mean, I go on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm literally laughing. I'm like, look at this dude. Yeah. I mean, even some of these rappers out there, man, driving other cats' Ferraris and then creating movements that involve money in their movement. They don't own no property. They wearing other people's jewelry.
But just like
they driving luxury cars and don't own none of it. But it's that fake it till you make it.
But no, just like a couple homies just spoke on that the other day. That's the fake it till you make it syndrome. Man. Everybody want to see this. This is the thing, man. This is the thing, too. And another thing I want to address, it's this. If you, when you fucking with somebody, loyalty means everything to me, man. I don't care what it is. If, now, depending on, if I never had an encounter with a certain individual, but I know that individual, you and that individual don't rock, I can't really rock with that individual like that. But now, when I see them in public, that don't mean I'm a not, you know, acknowledge them if they acknowledge me.
Cold shoulder.
But, far as the, hey, look, shit, fuck with me later on. I can't do that because I know the personal interest, the personal disinterest that's there with who I'm loyal to. Yeah. And a lot of people try to use that. Oh, well, see, you doing this or you not using your own brain. No, I am using my own brain because if a motherfucker steal from you, they going to steal from me.
Exactly.
If a motherfucker backstab you, they going to backstab me. Yeah, but man, you got people that do that. Even if you from a hood. If you from a hood, it's still certain loyalties that you supposed to abide by.
Yeah.
Okay, he didn't try to kill me. He tried to kill the homie. What the fuck? He represent the same thing you represent. The same way the police get out, try to kill one of the police, but kill a motherfucking police.
Oh, they going to give you the blues.
I don't give a damn. Oh,
all of them.
Hey, he could be a Redondo Beach policeman.
Oh, they
the motherfucking Manhattan Beach ones ain't going to be like, oh, well, he's from Redondo Beach police.
He's from that cop family, so.
They give him your ass the lead.
I know that's a totally different topic, but we as a people got to realize and start looking at life like them cops. You kill one cop, all the cops gonna have a problem with you. You know, that's why when I was at the barbershop getting trimmed up one day, and the dude said, "Hey man, you going with us downtown? We protesting." I guess it was, I don't know if it was a Black Lives Matter movement or whatever. but I guess that was when one of the brothers got killed by the police officer.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what tripped me out, I'm a frontline soldier for the cause, period.
Right.
I'm going to lace up my boots and roll. And if they need me to come protest, when a brother kill a brother, when a cop kill a brother, when a person of another race kill a brother, let's lace our boots up and be a frontline soldier for the cause. Not just Black Lives Matter when somebody else kill us, because it's just as many of us killing us. Or, you know, when somebody from my race killed me, I feel the same way, man. I want to lace my boots up and go protest in the streets. I'm not a selective protester.
But it's a different protest when it's us on us.
But the thing is, though, when you and there's a different way to approach it, too. You don't approach it the same way. But when I'm saying if Black Lives Matter, you don't approach it when a cop do it. But we have to create some type of movement that's for the cause, period. Be a frontline soldier for it. Because when the brother got killed by the cop, it was like 37 people that got killed in California that weekend. Well, that same weekend.
How close was he to whoever put that together? You get what I'm saying? So this how that go. Everything matters when it hits close to home, when it hits that person. When that person, whoever got the voice, like right now, we have voices, but we don't speak on nothing.
Yeah,
we don't speak on everybody until it happens to us. My cousin or, you know, et cetera. Then you want to have everybody know.
Yeah.
Before, it was no matter if it happened to his cousin. We all rallying up to go march with him for his cousin, no matter if it's 13 or 14 or 15 of us. See, that's the whole wake up right there. You know, motherfuckers really need to get off their ass, stop sleeping, and wake the fuck up out here and start respecting something and getting in. If you're going, it's not even saying, like I say, it's not validating or being an advocate for gangbanging.
Nah,
but the thing is, I do have respect for those individuals because they believe in something and they know whether they right or wrong, they believe in what they doing.
No,
yeah.
And I respect the person that know whether what they do They gonna get time for it or they not. They don't care what the outcome of the circumstance is gonna be, but because they believe in what they doing and they believe in what they riding in.
But see, I call them frontline soldiers. I call them soldiers. Sometimes their actions is pointed in the wrong direction, or they figure, you know what? It's certain individuals I know, and I agree with you, man. I know some dudes that's really about the business. That mean they believe in what they representing.
No,
but
right.
Then you got some cats that when they do get that time, they want to buckle, want to hang themselves. They want to, you know, grab the Bible when they go to the prison.
Yeah.
You know, but the point I'm making is, I don't even have to keep saying it. I never, you know.
It wasn't Jesus on the street.
Yeah, I never got, you know, involved in a particular gang. But the majority of the people that I send $100, $200 boxes, you know, they need the box in the penitentiary. I ain't never bang with them.
Yeah.
They like, Jazzy, you not even from our hood, man. And other than my mama and my girl, I can count on you to send me a box.
Yeah.
I can count on you to send me some pictures. And I got a gang of homies that I know that I'm not affiliated with their gang. I don't even look at it like that. I'm like, I'm not your homie from the streets, man. You need a couple of dollars. If I got it, I'm going to send it to you. I get those letters all the time like, Jazz, man, you bought them shoes for my daughter. Or, I feel bad. I'm in the penitentiary and didn't even see my son go to his prom, but you bought him a suit.
Yeah.
You rented him a car. And when them brothers get out, I tell them, I don't need you to come protect, because a lot of them, you know, they get the conversation like, Jazz, let me know if anybody starts. I said, man, I'm glad you out. I'm not going to do anything to put you in a situation where you go back.
Yeah.
When you get out.
Real homies don't do that.
Yeah, man.
They don't do that.
But they come out with that mentality. They figure since Jazzy sent me this box, he bought this for my son, he did this and that. If anybody disrespect him, I tell him, man, I'm a soldier. I want you to come out and stay out.
See, it might sound fucked up, but just like war, just like the army, whoever, you know, they have casualties.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And they have the people that they put on the front line that, shit they don't care about.
Yeah.
And them
take that
no, but guess what? They don't care about themselves either, because they'll do anything for their country.
They country.
Yeah. So we could call it brainwashed, however.
Yeah, they brainwashed.
But they brainwashed but look, you still have certain people that's from hoods.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's gonna do whatever, and that's why people say you got certain individuals, you know, like I say, when it happens to them, oh man, we wasn't even doing nothing. We was recording the song. Motherfuckers came up in here like, we all this black on black crime. No, you thought you was about to be able to come out with a rap song and talk about what these niggas really do.
Exactly. You right.
And see, the thing is, it's nigga, like, what you mean paying homage? It's not about paying homage when you respect where you come from. And you have that authority and they give you that respect to speak on what they do and they get down, that's cool.
Exactly.
But when you think you just finna wasp up in here and you was the motherfucker that was on the porch when they was running up and down the street.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden you getting a little fame, know, off of this music. You think you finna come out and get off the porch like you was running the streets with us?
And you know what? Nah. That kind of goes back to my history in the music business. When I came out, it was more of telling stories, you know, but it kind of got to gangster rap.
Yeah.
And me being the person that I am, because people like, Jazz, you a hell of a rapper, man. Rap about. I couldn't rap about, because I took this game seriously just like I take life seriously. And if I'm going to do this, I had to be about that. I couldn't be rapping about going in different neighborhoods and popping and doing all that. I used to fight. I was a fighter. I'll knuckle up. Never was a gunner.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I see cats that I grew up with that got into the music business that transitioned into the gangster rap. So I'm like, I can't do that. You know, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to be a real one about it. You know, but then I almost said the name, but I know a couple of little cats, man, that's just banged out, that was wearing skinny jeans and doing something totally different a few years ago, that's really banging and people got people fooled, you know. But it goes back to fake it till you make it. If you got these people fooled, I look at all that for real, you know. We're going to go into a break, man, and get back to this.
Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Go and log on to beachboybrand.com and go and click down on the hats. You'll see the new exclusive velvet joints. It's not suede and it ain't wool. That's velvet right there. You see it?
And they looking real nice.
They know about it. Talk Eastside Radio at Gmail.
Yeah. I'm back to chop these streets up, nigga. That's what I do, nigga. Yeah, I stay fresh like I'm new, nigga. You could play dumb, but really know that you new, nigga. Threat to society, threat to all you new niggas. True to my city, well known for all the blue, nigga. Ready and willing for anything that I do, nigga. Stomp down. Yeah, I hear a lot of shit, but I don't pay attention. Bitch niggas mad cause I'm getting recognition. I stepped away just to tighten up my business shit. That's a double threat, show you how I benefit. Been independent and never asked a nigga for shit. Cause I get it how I'm living and I'm loving it. Solid gold flow to the heart, that's just a dub in it. Line getting pushed to the fullest and ain't no budge in it. I give a fuck about your bars, I spit truth. Product of my ancestors, nigga, that's real roots. Pride don't weigh on my shoulders, I know who I am. Don't regret my lobster, with heat at hand. Never in my holster, I take them shots, but you're hoping I choke up. Sleep on me, yeah, but that's when you woke up. Powder coat niggas, you sweet as a donut. Gave up rapping, that's what y'all really wanted. Your pen don't work, cause you know I'm back up on it. Grind so hard, I'm like 10 of you. It ain't what I done, it's what I'm finna do. Tie you niggas up like tennis shoe.
Yes, yes, yes. And we back. Eastside Radio. Yeah. Talk Eastside Radio at Facebook. Talk Eastside Radio Instagram. Go ahead, leave your comments about today, man. We talking wake-up calls. Who need the wake-up calls, you know. Who had they wake-up calls, who had wake-up call experiences. And even seeing that we touched on that, one thing I want to touch on with you, Ghost, is what, you been locked up before?
Never.
Never been locked up, okay.
Good yeah, thing. So, that's
never,
a good
never,
thing.
Never, yeah. never been locked up. That's but a I, good I'm not thing. Saying I was an angel. I've done things.
Oh, no, no, right. But no, no. But reason why I say that because yeah. this question applies to ghosts.
Yeah.
Now, by you doing that long bid like that, knowing how the streets was before you went in and after you got out, how important was it for you to move differently and why? Or what did you do differently before you did when you went in opposed to when you got out? Because that 10, you know, we know shit, 6 months could change.
That's a stretch.
That 10-year gap, a whole lot could change.
Yeah.
So what changed for you? What made you move differently, and how did you move differently?
Well, the times was different before I went in. When I came home, it's a lot of people on drugs. All kinds of drugs, no, you
right,
know.
Right.
Same dudes I used to run the streets with, hang with, my age. You see them, they all meth out or on that syrup or on that powder or, you know, whatever. So it was a different format. Back then, before I went, it was just, you know, weed, liquor,
no,
sherm.
Right.
That was it. All that other shit, no, that wasn't going. So, you know, it was a drastic change. You know, I seen, you know, jail, that little time might have helped me. Who knows, you know? It might have helped me.
But did you feel you was doing something that made you sit down to where you saying that could have helped you? Or if you didn't go in, you feel you know, something else drastic would have happened?
It's a possibility of both. You know, I was on a, you know, a wild spree. That's how I ended up in there in the first place.
Right.
You know, not putting my family first, you know, my kids first. It was all about me.
Right.
You know, so.
Now, do you think that's like a fine line that separates us and have us like torn? Because I mean, when you dedicated to something, you got to be dedicated to that to perfect that. So it's kind of hard for you to be dedicated to the streets and dedicated to your family at the same time.
Can't do it.
So it's
make a decision.
It's no way it's no way you can do both, because if you dedicated to the streets, then you dedicated to your family, the streets take up most of your time.
Exactly.
Hood business, illegal business, whatever business you got in tune with the streets, that's why, you know, a motherfucker can't really be in a relationship when he in the streets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't be in no relationship. And if so, you know, that's why motherfucker be like, damn, that motherfucker with the she ain't even his type. It ain't about it being his type. At that point in time, it's about her doing certain things that he doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But do you think that that's what's the separation, is when you too dedicated to your, you know, your streets or your whatever life you got going on outside it? It's more so like a double life, to tell you the truth.
That's all you living. You living a double life, and that's what I was living. Mm-hmm. You know, I was living a triple life. I was dedicated to the hood. I was dedicated to selling drugs, and I was dedicated to my family.
Got you.
So, you know, my family getting a small piece.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and they deserve way more.
Right, right.
You know, so the drugs was a big piece, and then the hood. You know, so
because those two tied into each other is, I mean, that's just a hell of a collision.
That's how it go.
Yeah.
So. You can say that the time you, but you said 10 years?
Yeah.
So you did 10 years. So you had a lot of time to think, like, damn, I was dedicating this much time to this and not enough to my family.
And not enough.
So, you know,
what the fuck was I thinking?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, and during that time, your kids growing up, they straying off the wrong way.
Hmm.
You know, and what can you do? You sitting in jail, you like, fuck. Then you come home and, you know, you try to change things and they set in their ways, so it's going to be hard and complicated. You beefing with the kids, you beefing with the baby mamas, and, you know, it was wild.
You got to relearn your own kids.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then they feel like, who are you to tell us this? You was gone. You know?
You was gone.
Exactly.
So, no, but that's why this shit is called wake up. You know, wake up call, because that's a hell of a wake up call, and you know I commend you on that, because there's a couple homies we got that's going through that and went through that, and my thing is how sharp y'all brains be, but see, it's only like that with individuals. You know, you can get sharp over time,
yeah.
But when you already sharp, you just get sharper when you go through shit.
Exactly.
You know, you just get sharper, mm-hmm. And you know, talking to y'all on certain things and knowing that. You know, y'all know that family come first and this. But at the end of the day, y'all don't hold no excuses. See, and that's the thing right now. We got a lot of youngsters out there, older cats too. It's hard out here. Well, how could a homie come out from a 10-year bid and get a job?
Yep.
You know what I mean? And take care of his family, nephews. We got homies that really mold and take care of their families.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing I do commend any homie or any individual on, your parents might not be perfect.
Exactly.
But they don't disrespect their motherfucking parents.
Exactly.
Certain people's parents might be on drugs, but they don't down talk their parents.
Yeah.
They might get in an argument. Who don't get it's when you older, you're gonna get in an argument with your mom or your pop.
Yeah, and it's time to take it right.
But you can sit there and complain about it, like, damn man, mama always asking me for this money.
Yeah.
But you still give it to her. You still give it to her. And those are the individuals that I respect, opposed to the ones, you got people out here that stand with their mamas and pops, mm-hmm. or stand with living off of a female, but talking about they got it bad.
I don't respect that.
Like, you ain't got no kids. You don't have no responsibilities. You hustling for Jordans or for Timberlands or whatever.
Priorities is mixed
like
up.
This is backwards, man. That's why a lot of people, but I see why, like, in the gangbanging world, certain people, a lot of people, like, you look on it from the outside in when you don't know. Mm-hmm. Damn, they robbing their own homies.
Yeah.
Or damn, he doing this or he doing that. It's not for that. It's you disrespecting their culture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You disrespecting their culture and what they do. All you got to do is be yourself. Just be yourself. But you disrespecting the culture and the way the culture is ran, and not even getting the what's the word I'm using? You know, you don't even get the embracement from them to go ahead and go about this a certain way. Because, you know, like I said, you got certain people that don't bang,
mm-hmm.
but got the people over there in that neighborhood that arrive for them before they ride for somebody that really got put on that That's neighborhood.
I've never banged, and it's you know, cats out there that are, you know, I've never banged, man, and I got young cats your age, younger, that call me, hey, Jazzy, like, I'm not lying, man. Little cat, man, he came home. He needed, before I get on that story, my little cousin, known gang member. I'm not saying his name and all that, but he's a known gang member. And I used to whoop his ass every chance I got because he was hanging with some cats I knew wasn't, you know. But one of the neighbors called me and said, hey, you know, because everybody, he's my cousin, but everybody calling him my nephew. They said, hey, you know, they put him on. So I went to the park where I thought they put him on. I went up there and, you know, the dude was like, Jazz, man, come on, man. We got love for you. He ain't from over here. I found out where he went and got put on at.
Right.
Yeah. By that time, he was already put on.
Yeah.
So, and I couldn't go to that neighborhood because they didn't know me.
Yeah.
But to make a long story short, I was always telling him, man, no disrespect to your homies and all that, but I said, I hope they're going to look out for you. I think he got 4 or 5 years in the penitentiary. He calling me, hey, I need a box. Hey, can you get me some Pringles? And I get a long list of stuff. I said, man, no disrespect to where's the niggas from your hood? Are they sending you stuff? He like, nah, man. One of the dudes, you talking about 200-300 dudes that you was hanging around, only one of them sending you something?
How a lot of them talk, I got bitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they at?
Exactly. And to make a long story short, now he got a job making, what, $30 an hour, two-time felon. But I stayed on him. I'm like, okay. Once he made that decision to gangbang, I wasn't going to be just going hard on. He already made that decision. I said, lace your boots up and be a real one if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Don't be snitching. Don't be running behind your homies trying to get with their girls.
Yeah.
I said, be a soldier at what you do. So he was a soldier. Not commending him on what he was doing, but he's a soldier. But you know what? Me and him had a conversation the other night. He said, man, it took me all this time to realize what you were saying. I was looking at it because you never bang. Like, man, I know more about them streets than half the niggas gangbang.
No,
but
question.
Now he got a job, and I'm glad it hit him before he went back to the penitentiary or them streets took his life. But he said, man, I realize my real family got more love for me than them niggas, man.
Sometimes that's what it takes, time.
So now he got him a job working and doing his thing, man, and I'm glad he realized it. No disrespect to the hood he representing and all that, but now he's a man and he know he got to take care of his responsibilities and he got to be there for his children.
So.
But at the same time, when you go to jail, you know, you can't depend on nobody else. You got to depend on you. You put yourself in that predicament, you got to, you know, depend on you. You can't depend on your homies.
Some people think
your
that.
Your family, your bitches, or you know,
you right.
You're right though,
it's like a catch-22.
Yeah,
it depends. No, but because it really depends on your core circle, your core individuals that you deal with. But you got people. Just think about it. I mean, because I've gotten calls from people that I'm like, shit, I know I ain't. It ain't that we didn't get along or we wasn't cool.
Yeah.
But shit, I wasn't rocking with you on the streets.
Yeah, no,
but you get my number. You get my number from a homie.
Yeah.
And you know that the respect line in there. I mean, they find out your number is. Hey, let me call. Hey, what's up, Bam? Hey, man, you still out there doing your thing? And you be trying to catch on to the voice, the name, man. Where I know you from? Man, remember I used to be over. And before that call hang up, motherfucker gonna ask you for $20.
Before they
hang up,
I get it all.
That's
the
thing.
Man.
They want to ask you for $20.
I look at it like this though, man. Like if I'm did decide to lace my boots up and represent a turf or a hood or whatever, I'm looking at it like that was the purpose. That was the reason why I never banged, because I seen it at a young age, the loyalty, not with all. Like you said, it's you got homies that's going to ride with you thick and thin with two left shoes. But my thing was, if I represent something, I'm going out doing my putting in work, so to say, for the hood and doing this and that. When I go to jail, that should be protocol to send me something. It should be protocol to make sure my kids is right and my mama is right. When you got homies from the hood that's rich, they got quote unquote big sacks, not putting people business out there. But that's how I looked at gangbanging. If I was going to do it and I'm going to be a soldier for my hood, I should not have to make a phone call. I should get a letter. Hey, Jazz.
Should be second nature.
Yeah, exactly. I bought your son this. Hey, man, don't worry about nothing. Mom's trash barrels, I take them out on Thursdays and make sure they, when they're emptied, I take them back and put them on the side of the house. Hey, Jazz, I can trust my real homie to go to my house and make sure my girl and everybody good without them trying to, you know, go up in her, you know?
Not trying to just go knock on the door to lick on her feet and get under
man,
the sheets.
Hey, exactly, but, man. So that's why I never got affiliated. But I feel where a lot of people coming from, though, man.
But when you choose the game bang, that's on you.
Exactly.
You can't expect other people to do, you know,
what you
some
expect them to do.
Exactly. That's on you. You chose that life.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so.
So that's the. I mean, that's one of the wake up calls right now. You know, we. You know, we. The first wake up is get off your ass and do something. You know, and quit complaining. Quit complaining about what the next person not doing for you and do for your motherfucking self.
Do for yourself.
And two, stop saying what the next person ain't gonna do for you or won't do for you and making that an excuse.
Yeah.
And making that an excuse on why you not doing for your motherfucking self. And again, stop paying attention to what the next motherfucker is doing.
And pay attention to what you supposed to be
doing. If you watching the next motherfucker make money, that means you ain't making no money your damn self.
You too busy watching.
Because whether you game banging or being a square or whatever it is, you got to do for you.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't depend on nobody else to do for you. You got to do for you, especially if you're a grown man.
For real.
You know, so.
Another great conversation on great Sunday. It. Talk Eastside Radio, Instagram. Talk Eastside Radio, Facebook. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with Lil Bam. And go get that new Beach Boy brand wear on BeachBoyBrand.com.
Really nice. Eastside, Beach Boy.
Yeah. See, them type of shits could go for like nine.
Gone, but I never left. Every time I pop up, I see these niggas take a breath. The rap game, yeah, took a left. How the hell they listen when they really deaf? It's been a long time coming, but still I'm on smash. Never no breaks, I'm giving them all gas. Living for today, middle finger to past. Also give it to the ones who thought I wouldn't last. Fake ass friends, never been family. The more I make moves, the more these niggas can't stand me. Smile in my face, but knowing they wanna ban me. Make up any lie so niggas could try to hand me. Tell it to the pen and telling it to the streets. But nigga, I'm in tune with the pen in the streets. No room for defeat when you facing a real low. I ride by my lonely, so I see behind the smoke. Can't wash one hand without washing the other. Cause I'm a real keeper and my motherfucking brother's point guard of the streets. Some plays I had to change up. Nothing stay the same.